High Plains Radio, continuing coverage of our Pirate Pete treasure hunt is done. It's in the books. It went about, gosh, almost about a month. I think we had 4 weeks of clues out there. And, of course, it's always a challenge trying to find that darn treasure from Pirate Pete. And Amber Thompson, who... I looked at Amber when she came in. I went, I know that face from someplace, and I remember back McCook Community College days, right?
Yep, absolutely. I played softball for McCook Community College.
Coach back in your day was?
Tyrone Robinson.
Okay. Gosh, that was back in the, you know, you said what, 2007, 2008, right?
Yep.
So moved away for a little bit of time, Minnesota, right?
Yep.
And now you're back.
Yep, we're back.
Working at a Walmart right now?
Yep.
Very good.
Working at the deli.
Great. Fantastic. Congrats. $1,000 in Pirate Pete bucks. I mean, you can use, we got great sponsors. You can once again, use those Pirate Pete bucks, but that's got to be kind of a thrill. $1,000 right
there. It was awesome. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. When I found it, I was like, holy smokes.
So there was a little piece. Now, where was it found at, by the way?
It was at the Elks Park, right underneath the top bleacher. It was taped underneath there. I was walking by and I had seen something black there and I was like, no way. I was like, I better get underneath there and crawl underneath, and looked up top and there she was, taped underneath the top bleacher.
Bam, there it was.
Yeah.
Heck of a deal. Heck of a deal. Now, you're kind of into these treasure hunting type of deals, and not just ours, but others, aren't you?
Absolutely. In my hometown, we do something like that in Minnesota. It's the Kids Day Medallion, and you get your clues every morning for that week, and you go to find the medallion, and then you get Benson Bucks. So when I heard this on the radio, probably, started in May, I couldn't believe you guys did something like this out here, so... Got to go get the map and get going and see what we can do.
You bet. Now, the history of Pirate Pete, for just folks out there, and over the last, my gosh, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, kind of the battleship type of clues. We tell you where the treasure is not hidden. Now, in the past, we used to bury that thing and folks had to dig it up. Did you ever involve in something like that?
I didn't even know that. No, yeah. I did not know that.
Those were the old days of Pirate Pete. And then... folks would dig in certain locations where they weren't supposed to. We get phone calls. You've got people digging over here. So that kind of went away. So we've done it this way now. So congrats. It kind of made your week, I bet, didn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was right on the 4th of July. I couldn't catch you guys in time, so I had to make sure you guys were here. And so, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, this
really
place,
excited.
This place is kind of a ghost town a little bit, or area. We didn't... There was hardly anybody working over the 4th of July. So you found it and had a chance to think about it over the weekend. There's a lot of great spots. You could buy a lot of great stuff with those, that $1,000, can't you?
Absolutely. I can't wait to go and see everybody that is involved in this, because I think it's just a great thing that you guys do.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Amber, for stopping by. Congrats on being the 2024 Pirate Pete winner.
Well, thank you very much.